Mark is reading his library book that he has to take back, I think, January 7th or so. And Johnny Lyon. And I said, Mark, you really have learned to read. That's your newest thing. And he said, yeah. I learned to read the word lion at school. We all learned the word lion. We vastly did.
No, I did.
Oh, you did vastly? What's the difference between fastly and quickly?
Quickly means you learn quickly.
And fastly means you learn fastly?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the answer to the whole problem, huh? Okay, boys. Okay, now, Mark, what do you think about your money? Is it the same as the water? When we conserve the water, is it the same idea? So did Mommy really cheat you or not?
No, but all I meant was I needed it without changing.
I see, you needed
That's
it. So leave
I
it.
Thought she cheated.
So we won't do any more changing, right? Just leave your money alone. Okay, boys, you can go watch TV.
That's
why. They're here, and they really are here. December 12th, or January 12th. What? Okay, yum-yum. Oh, is that the only yum-yum in your whole yum-yum world? I thought, when I was a kid, I thought French toast was the biggest yum-yum in the whole world.
Not me. When I was little, French toast was so exotic, we didn't even get it.
Only the French people had French toast, yeah.
Yeah,
that's true. The only French. And then you couldn't have it unless you spoke French when I was a kid.
Funny, Dad.
You don't believe your old pops?
No.
You don't believe your old pops?
No. And that's true.
You know?
Jam or the syrup?
Nobody can.
Jam or syrup?
It's true that it's
good one or bad one?
It's true that you're not supposed to believe your dad.
Never believe your dad. If you believe your dad, you're in real trouble, right?
No, you aren't in real trouble.
You are or not?
Aren't.
What do you mean by that, Russ?
Can I have a spoon?
Maddie, please have a spoon. Go. Sour cherries, that's one.
Good idea, Brian.
It's made from sour cherries, bro.
Whoa.
Thank you.
you may. What would you like to have?
Anything.
What's anything? Milk?
Milk, water, anything.
Okay. The savages are coming down to bedtime standards. Some what, Mark?
Pee.
I don't have a first thing. Okay, throw them away. Throw them in the garbage.
I can't
stand either one of them.
Paris?
No, you haven't been enough.
I forgot.
You do not get Paris cookies unless you've been better. Sort of garlicky smell down your mouth. But you open it up? You're gonna throw Mark out? I think we're gonna lose some boys pretty soon.
Mark?
You know what's going to happen to Mark? You know what's going to happen to Mark? Mark's going to throw him.
Mom, I'll get for the first time.
And beg forgiveness, you excuse yourself, say, excuse me.
Please.
For what?
For being mad.
Right. Dirty mouth.
Yeah.
Say that.
Leave it open just in case you forget.
Dirty mouth.
Let's just leave
all
it
right.
Open.
All right, I'll shut it so that the air doesn't come in, but you see it's unlocked. He's been out there. He's been out there today.
Twice.
He has?
Twice.
I'm going to remind you, Mark. Would you like to go out again?
No.
It's getting cold.
No, I gave you a good talk about that, right?
Getting cold. Ah. About dirt now.
Okay, now tea, is it?
Mm-hmm. It's freezing my feet right now.
Well, it's going to be a lot colder if you get that sent out. You get sent out there, it'll be even worse, Mark.
Garlic smell, is that? Well, Brian, do you take garlic? What?
Oh, I'm going to take that out. Yeah, I'm going to take that out. I don't
think that's very nice talk.
Somebody stop that tape recorder.
Me.
I see. Isn't your mom a sweetie? No?
Mm-hmm.
Not a sweetie. What's that about?
That's Saturday and Sunday straight.
What's wrong, Mark? Look at that face.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at that face.
Take me back to Friday.
Huh?
I want to have a whole new pizza.
Maybe the cat's good.
Maybe the cat
spit in it. What's on your tea, Mark? Mark, what's on your tea?
It doesn't taste that good.
Why doesn't it taste that good, Mom?
I don't know. Nobody's stubborn, I suppose.
Maybe it's too strong for the little darling.
The Paris cookies.
Paris cookies ruined it. So that's what happened to him. So that's what happened to all the
people. You just took a drunk. Yeah, I just took a drunk.
I just took a little sip and it
What, which one do you want?
I guess
the Mom, do you want a Paris cookie? Last Paris cookie.
I don't care for any cookies.
How big deal? You can have my, they can have my, you know what? They can have
it's
my.
Huge, Dad.
Thank you.
some of the old Silly Symphony or Mickey Mouse stories to Ross and Mark, and there's one about some two little pigs who have bad tempers, and it's because they're Irishmen. And I'm reading the story again, and Mark said, "Oh, I heard that one. That's got they get beat up by the two little pigs. They have bad tempers because they're Russians." Or, and I said, "Russians?" I said, "You mean Scotsmen?" He said, "Yeah, Scotsmen." And I looked at the book, and it said Irishmen. In the old days, you know, boys. Do you know that Grandpa's an Irishman?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he has a bad temper?
No.
Do you know, back in the 30s, they thought the Irishmen were really rough. They thought they were really rough guys. Did you know that?
Well, Dad, what happened to the other pig? The third pig?
I don't know.
It's not the same pig.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not the same pig.
Look like it.
Right. Do you want to hear the whole story, Ross?
Yeah.
Okay, ready? Why? Why can't you wear it? Daddy will clear a good path for you so you won't have any trouble.
Oh, okay.
I'll make sure that there's no, that one little place where there's messy, I'll fix up.
Okay.
I'll put stones everywhere.
Hey,
okay?
And we can, and when I go, when he goes either, and we go together.
That's right. We'll go together, okay?
Because when he's from home,
right,
we have to go together.
Okay. But next year he's going to go to, next year he's going to a different school.
Then you are.
You're not going, he's not going to go to Eastmont, you're going to Eastmont. Did you know that?
What?
Next year, he's next year, you're going to go to Eastmont.
How
just
many years?
2 years. Next year, you're going to go to Eastmont, and he's going to Bessemer. You won't be in the same school next year.
That would be very long.
No.
Do I have a long bus ride?
Oh, maybe 15 minutes or so.
Ah!
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
That'll be fun, as long as you don't slide into a ditch.
Is that long?
No. Nice, it's a nice
place. Is that as long as I have now?
Oh, no. You'll be longer.
15 hours.
You only have about 5 minutes.
Now. I wish it was 15 hours.
Okay, now do you want to hear the rest of this story?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Peter Pig and his brother Patrick gave each other a guilty look. Second, some of you have been throwing your arithmetic and spelling papers in. The third graders are supposed to be today, right? Yep. Well, when Mark, that's an enrichment activity, Ross.
Huh?
They don't have money for everybody to go all the time. Right, Mom?
It costs money to take them on the bus.
Yeah, it's a very expensive thing, and they have to get a special bus driver, and it's not paid for by federal subsidies and all that.
Yeah, my dog is driving the bus.
I know, but...
People will catch the
yeah.
Man says to the chief, "You don't have enough people to catch the snake."
Mm-hmm.
He says to the chief, to the chief, "We need more men." And then the chief says, asks his tribesmen again, who would volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 10 mm-hmm. volunteer, okay? And they set out.
Mm-hmm.
And the tribesmen, the guy.
Mm-hmm.
He cut, well, they're hunting, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy finds it.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't know that it's it, because it's only 5 inches long. He says, "This can't be, it's too short." So then he takes it into his room, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he gets this piglet. He sticks it in the cage with the snake,
mm-hmm.
and the snake bites it in the... Well, he's looking, and the snake doesn't do anything to the pig.
Mm-hmm.
And then the snake hates him because he caught the snake.
Yes.
And he's lying down when the guy went away. But when this guy comes,
mm-hmm.
the hunter comes,
mm-hmm.
he stands right up, mm-hmm. looking at him.
Yeah.
And he goes like that.
Yeah.
Okay. And when the guy wasn't looking,
yeah.
the snake struck at the piglet.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy looked, and then he forced the snake down, took out the piglet, and felt the pulse.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't going.
The piglet.
The piglet was dead. 5 seconds.
Wow.
Okay, and then he says, "No, I'm still not sure this is the snake."
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to go get like a bull. And then he goes out hunting for one, and he finds one. He puts it in a huge cage, okay? Mm-hmm. And then he puts the snake in there with it. Snake. Well, he just strikes at it.
Mm-hmm.
Bam! The guy counts 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, 1,004, 1,005. Throws the bull's pulse. No, it's not going. And he says, this is the snake, all right,
yeah,
okay?
That's the snake, all right, yeah.
And then he tells the tribesmen he doesn't need them anymore, and he tells the guys that he doesn't need them anymore, okay? And then the guys come along with him. He's trying to find a way to get back to
civilization.
Back to the city of New York, back to New York, okay? To USA, okay. And he asks Wendell, and he says, I caught the new snake that's been causing all this trouble. And he says to the captain, can you carry me to the United States? And then he says, no, I don't. And then he offers him $5,000. And then he says, no, I don't think so. It'll scare all my passengers.
Mm-hmm.
Go get someone else. And then he goes to his next guy. He says, can I ride on your boat? I got caught this new snake, and I would have to get back to to New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, no, you'll have to go ask somebody else. Because it'll scare all my passengers.
Okay.
And then he goes to this banana boat,
he's
okay?
He's got his shiny gloves there, right? Okay.
A banana boat, okay? Yeah. And he says, for $5,000, can I get on your boat and take me and this snake to New York City? And he says, well, maybe not for $5,000. But I'll do it for $10,000.
Okay.
And then he says, okay, you got a deal.
Okay,
so that night, first night it's okay, first day it's okay, second day it's okay, third day it's okay, but the fourth day, there are these big waves, you know?
Yeah.
And the boat keeps rocking. One thing is moving one side, another is moving another side.
Right.
And it keeps going. Okay, and that day, okay, he's looking for the snake.
Yeah.
And he can't find it. First, that night, the men have flashlights. They're looking for the snake. Can't find it.
Mm-hmm.
Next night, do the same thing, top from bottom, can't find it. Next thing, same thing, top from bottom, can't find it.
Mm-hmm.
But the next night, they gave up.
Yeah.
But went this guy, well, he's got a step, okay?
Yeah.
He goes up this step, and into his room. He's got like a refrigerator and a sink and everything, okay? And then when he turns around and looks at the stuff, where the snake is. Just looking at him with hate.
Yeah.
Really. Okay? And then he just slithers up to the guy. The guy's like against the wall.
Yeah.
And not moving at all. Okay? And the snake just stares at him for a while, okay?
Yeah.
And then he settles down a bit. And then there's this cat.
Yeah.
And it jumps at the snake. And the snake says, I don't want to get this cat. I want that man. And then he strikes at the cat, but the cat jumps away.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets his fangs stuck. The snake gets his fangs stuck in the wood.
Uh-huh.
He strikes again at the cat. The cat jumps away and gets his fang stuck.
Yeah.
And he strikes again, and this keeps on for about five times.
Uh-huh.
And finally, he's getting real slow, and then he squeaks.
Yeah.
The cat jumps away, and then he gets really slow and tired, and then the cat jumps onto him, and holds him by the neck, and he's hitting it against everywhere. The cat hits the snake against the refrigerator, the snake everywhere, okay? And then the snake's finally, and then the cat sticks his teeth right into the snake's, right through the snake's neck.
Uh-huh.
Snake's dead. And the man says, why did this cat say me? It doesn't hardly knows me and it's saying. And he says, and then the cat wasn't saving him. The cat had babies, and the cat thought the snake was going to get the cat's babies. So he wasn't trying to protect the man. So the man, with his glass of milk, he gives it to the cat and his babies. And then he takes the snake to the people. He doesn't get $20,000, but he gets $10,000 for just bringing it back. But they wanted it alive, but he brought it back.
And that's the end of the story. My goodness. That was a very exciting story. One of the old
ladies.
From Mr. Coretta.
Yeah, the tape recorder missed the very early part. I actually forgot to push the button about the part that was people in the museum that wanted that snake. But we got most, and the tribes people that were looking for, but right after the tribes people we heard. Okay, let's go to bed, boys. Up to bed. Unless you want to hear the rest of that story about the war. You want to hear the rest of that story? Well, you want to tell us what? Wait, Mark,
it's over. I want to hear it.
You want to hear that whole story, Matt?
Yeah.
Well, I thought we were going to hear Silly Symphony. I'll mark it out for them too. Okay, today is, what is today, the 19th? 18th month? January 16th. It's the 16th. And
we are
in it. Boys, it's our lobby. We're trying to go to someone's house tonight. We'll see what happens out of that. Mark is hiding in the stone room. The stone room is the hallway, which has a
flagstone
paving slate, really. Came to me with his new cap gun. He said, Dad, somehow you open this and put that in there. It's hard. What was interesting is his first use of somehow that I've ever heard from him. Martha, have you ever said the word somehow before? Or was that the first time you ever said it?
I say somehow.
But not in that particular use where you said,
well, not very much.
Somehow you did it every day. I love him, and so for mom.
As do I
love him.
What?
He said, oh, as do mom?
As do I, oh, what did he say?
First he said, I love it, and so for mom. And I said, you mean you love it, and so does mom. He said, I love it, and so at her.
And then I meant,
what did you mean?
I
love
the same thing.
Mark?
I love
her. You love her?
Yeah.
The same thing goes. Yeah. But
I don't mean
maybe you mean that mommy loves the eggs.
No, I love her.
Uh-huh.
That's
what I mean. Right. Okay.
You get that?
Mm-hmm. I knew.
Need some milk, Ross. Is there something in there for that? Is that cold milk? So we don't call these grumbled eggs or rooster eggs?
We call them grumbled eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Ugly. Hey, they're good! Call them the other eggs.
Rumble dubs.
No, call them the other eggs.
I don't like corn tucks.
Just continuing here.
see, what day is it? The 17th?
It's the same tomorrow.
The same tomorrow?
I love them on toast, and and the same tomorrow.
You love him on toast and the same to Mom? That means Mom loves him on toast too?
No,
he loves Mom on toast.
You love Mom on, you like to eat your mommy on toast?
No.
Well then say what you mean and don't say the same to unless we know what the same to is being the same of.
What?
You heard what I said.
No, but did he understand what you said?
You know what Alison, you know what Humpty Dumpty said to Alice in Wonderland? He said, those words will do, say anything you want. You have to tell them what you want them to say. You have to tell those words what you want them to say, and they'll do what you want. You know that, Mark? You have to make those words do what you want.
Taking away from the table words.
You better eat that food, Bubba. Oh, no, you're not. You better eat, or there'll be some dire consequences. Very dire. Mark will get out his gun. He will shoot 10 cats right at you, and you will die instantly. Well, Mary, I'm not going to read Time Magazine.
Came over to them.
I don't think he was
the guy in Transylvania 5000 was unwrapped.
I don't think we saw him before. Mark's telling me how to tell the difference between on, the word on, and the word no.
They're backwards.
No, explain it again if you can.
Well, no. If you put no backwards, it says on.
Uh-huh.
If you put on backwards, it says no.
Right. And
but really, I can tell the difference by reading them.
Just by reading it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. and which is the real way to do it? O-N or N-O?
N-O.
N-O is the real way.
To say no.
To say no.
Yeah.
Well, how do you say on?
O-N. Yeah, on.
Well, which one is the right one?
Say no.
Because earlier you said the right one was to say N-O, no. That's because N, why, what was the reason?
Well, mostly say no. So that's why I say that.
Oh, well, earlier you said that N comes before O.
Nuh-uh.
And O doesn't come before N, it only M comes before N, right?
Yeah.
That's what you said before.
Because O doesn't come before N. N does.
Right.
In the alphabet.
In the alphabet.
Mm-hmm. And I know how to spell cook and look.
You do?
Without looking.
How?
C-O-O-K, that's cook.
Mm-hmm.
And book is B-O-O-K.
Good. You're very good at that.
And then you have to look at that.
Ross just learned his times tables, and we're talking about multiplication and division. And what are they like?
Well, multiplication and plus.
Yeah.
Oh, like Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble.
Yeah.
And,
how come they're like Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble?
Because, they're like friends.
Uh-huh.
And, take away in division.
Yeah.
Like Mrs. Bubble and Mrs. Flintstone.
Well, what about Bam Bam?
Oh. He's like,
counting. He likes counting.
And,
one, two, three.
Not counting by inches, just counting by one. Yeah.
And what's pebbles?
Pebbles? Zero. He's like zero.
Zero.
Just zero.
One minus zero.
Oh, hey, I forgot to do your zero. You want to do your zero timetable?
That would keep going zero, 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 zero.
Yeah, it's so boring.
Yeah.
How is that? Why is it that when you multiply times zero, it always gets zero? It doesn't matter how big it is.
Because it's a takeaway.
Is zero a takeaway?
No, it's a takeaway.
Takeaway is zero?
No, it would just be another zero.
You mean 9 takeaway zero is just a zero?
Guess what? No, that's 9.
Guess what?
But if you take 2 zeros, so like if you take 1 zero away from another one,
yes,
it's a zero.
Yes, sir. It's beautiful. Is it a snowflake?
Me and Mom make
it. Is it a snowflake? Okay, boys, how about your activity books? How about your activity books? Are you all done?
Flowers.
Are your activity books all done?
Yes.
In the window, huh? You want to finish your activity book? Do you have any homework that you have to be doing?
No.
Okay, now, have we all finished the times table?
Yeah.
I'm going to go to bed now.
Dad, where do you keep my red big coat? And that's improper adjective order. It should have been big red coat. This is January 20th, 1986. This is his, he has in fact a big red coat. And I have no reason why he should have red big coat, because he doesn't have any two big coats. Well, not really that he wears. That's not quite true. He does have a brown big coat, but he almost never wears it, so he should say his big red coat. Marky and I are playing games upstairs. We just finished the Muppet game. Now we're going to play Rescuers today. It's January 21st. It's about 8 o'clock in the evening at home, and Mark and Ross and Mom went shopping.
Okay, ready to do Rescuers? Okay, do you want to read the instructions to me?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and read the instructions.
No, you.
Thank you. We'll get them together, okay? Here. Yeah. You take these little things. These are different faces in different rescues, okay? You know
I know it's so bad.
Okay, the object of this game, okay,
I think,
is to move your playing token around the board, trying to get enough help from Bianca, Bernard, and all the other kind-hearted creatures to rescue Penny from the villains. Where's Penny?
Penny.
Do? Really? I thought you always did a good job, Mark.
This time I didn't, because I didn't have time to.
Why didn't you have time to do it? Did you get to school too late? Well, Mark, did you use your time wisely? Did you use your time wisely?
Yes.
Do you always use your time wisely? Yes?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, bring it over here.
But this time,
You just didn't have time this time, right?
Yeah.
I understand. Sometimes a person doesn't have time.
So I can get done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, this is going to be, they're going to tell you about not getting snatched by people. To safeguard your children so that there's no serious snatchers, children snatchers, okay?
Yeah.
No children snatchers. Ooh, look at the deer dog.
We have to do this.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, Mark, you almost made it. Oh, you almost
the
made it.
The other day I only had one run.
I know, but you know what your problem is?
What?
You just made mistakes. You're fast, but you made mistakes. Next time, get them all right, okay? Can you go for getting them all?
It's not my fault. It's my look. It's my eyes. They don't. They go down too fast.
Did you? 9 minus 3. Yeah, what is 9 minus 3? 9 take away 3.
9.
3.
4.
9 take away 3.
9 take away 3. 6.
We'll do the snap cards in practice, okay? That's what we'll do.
Okay. Because we have to do that.
That is good night. Is that
yes.
Homer?
Okay. Yes.
Victor Vampire. What a cute idea. Good old Victor Vampire does something on Valentine's Day. Oh, my. Such good work. What is the middle month? What happened here?
37, that's right. 23, that's right.
Oh, I forgot to do that.
Yeah, how many cents is that, Mom?
50.
And you didn't put it like that, the electric collar. You missed that one line. Okay.
Yeah. But I knew what it was.
I know you know. Good work. Good work. Good work.
Good work.
Good work.
We have to do it.
Tap.
We didn't.
Rap.
I didn't have time to do it. But I know what to do. Mm-hmm. But I know what to do. That's cat and that's
rabbit.
Rabbit and that's fork and that's pig. Pumpkin.
Good work.
Go.
Okay. Is it at home? Is this fun stuff? Is this fun stuff for home?
No, it's stuff I didn't have time to do.
Okay, show me how they're supposed to go. Show me who goes where.
Rabbit
go
goes. That goes there.
What is his name? What is his name? What is the name of that thing?
Wait, let me see.
Take a good look.
Bird goes there.
Mm-hmm.
Goes there.
What's his name?
Bunny.
Bunny goes there. Okay.
Goes there. Bird goes there.
And where does this guy go? What's his name?
Squirrel goes there.
Where does this guy go?
That side.
Where is that guy going to go?
Nowhere.
He's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
He's not going to go anywhere because he's not in the deal. Ready?
Yeah. I didn't have time to do this.
That's just for Colin. Who am I? Just for fun, Colin.
Yeah, and she gave me this.
Just a blanket.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Now let's do the hard stuff.
What hard stuff?
The deer, dogs, and ducks. Okay? Is this your library book?
No.
Or who, what is this supposed to be?
I think that.
But you're supposed to practice it.
I know.
You know you have to. Sit down, we'll do it together. Don't get scared. I hear you're supposed to. Your teacher said you have to.
No.
Well, when are you going to do it? When Ross comes home, we're going to do rough up. Right now, we're going to do this and get it out of the way. So we'll have time for rough up.
I should
ask. Just take a seat. It's not such a bad deal. And Daddy won't be mean, okay? Daddy won't be mean. He won't be mean. Deer.
I know what to do.
Okay, good. Read it to me.
I need a pencil.
Okay, I'll get a pencil. You want to sit straight? How can I get a pencil if you're on my lap? You better go get a pencil. Oh, I see. Great. Mark, instead of go get going to get a pencil, let me get one for him. Okay, Mark. I'm going to move the deal right here. You don't have any pencils. All you have are pens. Can you use a pen? You promise not to make mistakes?
Yeah.
You won't make mistakes?
Yeah.
You can have a pen. What do we need two glasses of water for, Mark?
Because I get thirsty a lot.
Oh boy, I bet you do. Watch that. You must really get really thirsty. Okay, come in here. We're going to do your pre-test and your post-test. Ready? This is important because you're taking some big tests at school. This test will tell you whether you can get into GATE or not, okay? If you do a good job on these tests, you'll get into GATE. Would you like to be in GATE with Ross and all the good kids?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Now.
Do I read it to you?
Yes.
Number 5, write deer on your worksheet.
Number
No, I have to do it.
Let's see. Deer, let's start again. Deer starts like?
Duck.
Duck. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, where did you put that?
I put an A. Like, I put an A right
Oh,
here.
A. Good, hon.
I put an A.
But you put it in the wrong place, honey. Number one, A goes right there. You have to make sure. Yes, it's
Dad.
Right. Oh, see this number? Let me show you a trick.
Don't
see this number one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Daddy, don't understand.
Okay, let me just take a look. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Unit 6 in view. Let me just take a check here, Mark. Maybe it's the test at the end.
Tree, look.
Mm-hmm.
Tree, you have...
Oh, Daddy's right. Oh, Daddy's very right. This
No.
Right. Daddy's right. And number five, you write the word deer. And what did you do? Deer sounds like duck, and you made a mistake. You put B. And you should have put yes, A. So let's get yourself a pencil, and you will pick this all up, and you're going to be in good shape. You know how to do this.
Yes!
I was a teacher once, Mark. Once I was a teacher, and I knew all about how to do this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a teacher, I used to teach the kids.